Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Bronco Nick Ferguson and DenverFan.com's Cecil Lamb.
Dan Jacobs turns for Cecil Lammy. Nick Ferguson, former Bronco and Houston Texans safety, was nice enough to bring in a guest on a hot topic for us today on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Matthew and caller. Did I say it right? Matt? Matthew? From Purple Insider, covers the Vikings. Matt? Matthew?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Just like what you put on your dog.
All right. Perfect. Caller. Big news, obviously, Rick Dennison played here, spent many years here, terminated by the Vikings. The rumor is, or maybe it was true, for not getting vaccinated. Can you get us up to speed?
Okay, yes. Starting with not terminated as of yet. And we don't actually know whether he will be or not. So here's kind of how this came about. Courtney Cronin from ESPN, who comes on my show all the time, great reporter, she reported that Dennison is out as the offensive line coach. But that doesn't necessarily mean completely gone, and it doesn't necessarily mean that he couldn't eventually continue to be the offensive line coach, as what I was told today by someone with the Vikings. The way that it sits right now is if he does not get the vaccination, then he can't be face-to-face with players. He can't be even out on the field face-to-face with players or in the meetings. The NFL basically set up their tier system to make sure all the coaches either had to get vaccinated or just not work, because there's no way that you can coach NFL players without being face-to-face with them in meetings or out on the field. So I think that was part of the NFL's effort to make a mandate without making a mandate. So Rick Dennison is not vaccinated. That means he basically can either get vaccinated or something else has to happen, which would be either he is terminated or resigns, whichever you want to make it. And then, or they could work out a different role for him where he could take on something else where he does work away from the team, but he is still a part of the team. So I don't know which way that's going to go, but at least for the start of training camp next week, Rick Dennison will not be coaching their offensive line.
Okay, man. See, that is where the rubber meets the road for me, because training camp starts for the Vikings as for other teams next week. We know Rick Dennison was a huge part of coaching the offensive line, but more importantly, the run game coordinator. Knowing as though, I think it's Clint Kubiak, has taken on his first role as the OC. If Dennison isn't back, how does this impact Dalvin Cook and Kirk Cousins in that offense?
Yeah, I think that it does, because like you mentioned, Clint Kubiak is not only just taking on his first role, but he was a quarterback coach before. And I'm not suggesting that he doesn't know how to run the football, but I mean, that's a big role that Rick Dennison had as the run game coordinator, to be essentially responsible for that. And now they're having to scramble at the last minute, which certainly makes me wonder, like, how long they've known that Rick Dennison wasn't going to get vaccinated, and if this could have been resolved earlier, or if this is just sort of happening at the last minute when they found out that that was not the case. But I think that it is difficult, because they have been one of the best teams at running the football in the last 2 years since Rick Dennison came here. Dennison is kind of legendary for this, you know, going back to the Gary Kubiak and Alex Gibbs and Mike Shanahan and all those guys who were responsible for this wide zone running game that's been so successful for Dalvin Cook, and he's right in the center of that. Now, the part that is, I won't say good, but, you know, fortuitous, I guess, is that Phil Rauscher is the guy who's going to take over, at least at the start of camp, and he was with the Broncos in 2015 and 2016. He's been with the Vikings the last 2 years, so he has a great familiarity with this system and how it works. And I mean, outside of the rookie offensive linemen they've brought in, the offensive linemen do as well. And so I think that that's helpful, but you're also talking about the potential to have two rookies start on the offensive line and run a system that is very, very specific. You know, the footwork, the hand technique, how you come off the ball, your reads, all those things. There's a lot of detail to this for rookies to learn, and now it's a lot for an assistant offensive line coach to all of a sudden have to be elevated into that role.
Matt, so based off kind of your reporting now, it's not, you know how it goes. You kind of hear, you see a headline. It's like, oh, he's out because he didn't get vaccinated. It doesn't seem as kind of cold or as callous as, the initial, headline would suggest. It's just kind of like, hey, he's not really complying with a policy. Maybe he could get back into compliance. Is there any word out of the Denison camp, like why he doesn't want to get vaccinated? Is there a health issue that, or is it just kind of, hey, I don't want to do this? Or is he communicating at all? Well, maybe I'll come around. Or is it just, I don't care about, is there any communication whatsoever out of his side of the story?
Yeah, his agent sent a statement to the Star Tribune here in town and said, I'll read it to you. I got it right in front of me. Rick is 100% committed to and invested in being the best football coach he can be for the Vikings with the singular focus of winning the Super Bowl this year. So to answer all of your questions, I have no idea. I mean, this is what's hard to know, right? I mean, unless Rick Denison comes out and holds a press conference and explains why he decided not to get vaccinated or what his role is going to be or if he's going to have a role, we're just basically going to sit here and wait to see what happens as they have to go forward without him. And I don't know when there's even a timeline for us to find out if he will be part of it.
Well, Matt, does this set some kind of precedent in the NFL? Because we knew last season players had, even coming into this season, they had a certain deadline before they were allowed to opt out. Coaches were not given that opportunity. Now, Rick Denison has been the first coach. Could we now see more coaches take this course of action now that the NFL has implemented this new policy?
Yeah, I think that it's almost a guarantee, although I would say it isn't really new in that they sent a memo earlier this summer sort of laying out the tier system. Now, maybe coaches are just getting back from Cancun or something and discovering that this is, kind of how the system works, and maybe they didn't realize it. But, I think that we will, as everyone starts to report from camp, there might be some, hey, where is coach whoever and why is somebody else coaching that position group, right? Because, in this case, the reporter here for ESPN was told and was able to put it out there, but I'm not sure teams will necessarily even be making announcements right away of, which guys aren't allowed near players or which have resigned or which have been fired or whatever. But a really interesting twist to this is that, a lot of people in my mentions today on Twitter said, well, what are they going to fire Harrison Smith? But the thing is that, you've got the Players Association that is fighting for players not to be forced to take the vaccination, and they're working with the NFL. The coaches do not have a coaches association, and they are not part of the Players Association. So if a team says, hey, look, man, everybody else is vaccinated, so you're out, sorry, pal, there really isn't any recourse for that coach to fight back against that. They pretty much just have to do what the NFL says when it comes to these rules. And I think that that's kind of an interesting wrinkle, that if the Vikings do say, sorry, Rick Denison, you're out, there's really nothing he can do about it.
Matt Coller covers the Vikings for Purple Insider. Matt, last one for you. Gary Kubiak's kind of, he enjoys kind of legendary status here. Obviously brought a Super Bowl here, spent his entire playing career here, coached under Mike Shanahan here, a couple Super Bowls. Was expected kind of to go there. You had Kirk Cousins. Didn't really work out last year, but Clint staying there. Rick Denison was supposed to be there. You guys underachieved last year, and I say you guys, the team did. What's the expectation this year? Are you guys going to break through? Or what's the feeling in town, the expectations for this season for the Vikings?
Yeah, I was 16-0 last year.
Yes, you were. You did a great job. Not one typo. Not one typo on the website.
But, this is a huge year. And this is why this is such a big story locally, I think, is because the last thing that you want is some sort of big kind of earthquake in your offensive line room with so much pressure on everybody. I mean, Mike Zimmer has kind of kept this team competitive and in the middle of the pack year after year. They've never collapsed or had the bottom fall out, and they've been, competitive, but rarely more than just that, right? Only one season since he's been here, and I think that sort of we're getting to the point where ownership says, okay, man, like, you've got to prove it. We just spent a ton of money on your defense, so bounce back and be good. And the same thing goes for Kirk Cousins, where last year, you know, Mike Zimmer's defense got a lot of the criticism, but Cousins got them to 1-5 by leading the NFL in interceptions. And at some point, when you're paying a guy this much, you want to see him take a team deeper than one wild card weekend victory. And, you know, this year, I think they've given both Zimmer and Cousins all the keys to be able to do that. And so now it's just about making it happen. And I think that if it doesn't happen, we could see huge, huge changes in the organization. So I think that the expectations from ownership and the fans are very, very high. I think if you're looking at it objectively and being reasonable, it's kind of like a mid-pack team again. So they're going to have to prove that they can do more than that.
All right, Matt Coller from Purple Insider, thanks so much for your time this evening.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right. We'll react to that and the discussion. Rick Dennison, long ties here to this community. Is it fair? Your thoughts on coaches in the NFL deciding to not get vaccinated? Should they have the right to work? We'll get into it with Nick Ferguson next.